This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Parker's, Belinda Thomas Realty, Ashley Business Solutions, Awesome Nissan, Jessup Furniture, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Nat's Landing. And now, here is your host, George Tindall.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Frederica Academy's Coaches Show. We have head coach Brandon Derrick with us on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm George Tindall. I'm location here at Nat's Landing on the beautiful St. Simon's Island. We're going to be here each and every Wednesday at 7 o'clock to talk to the coach about what has happened over the week before, and hopefully we have a better time next week, Coach. But this segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Parker's, Belinda Thomas Realty, Ashley Business Solutions, Awesome Nissan, Jessup Furniture, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Nat's Landing, our host. And now joining us is our head coach and coach of the year for the GISA of the Frederica Academy Knights, Brandon Derrick. Let's give it up for Brandon. All right. Coach, it certainly wouldn't be a football season in Southern Georgia if we weren't concerned with the hurricane. I know now that we're back into the swing of things. A couple years ago, I think we were going over to Bullock, and you had to bump up the game from a Friday to a Wednesday, and we wound up losing that game by a point, I think, or 2 points. But that's what we have to live with when we live in this beautiful area, is a hurricane coming through every once in a while.
So hopefully we don't get one of those until this weekend. I think I don't think the game time is going to be changed any this week. I think that's not supposed to be in until Sunday, maybe, is when it's going to make landfall, maybe Monday morning. So I think we're pretty well versed in what we got to do around here to get ready for hurricanes. Unfortunately, my phone's been blowing up all day, so we'll see. I think that just being safe is the biggest thing here and top priority on the island.
Yes, it is, for sure. And that timeline seems about right from what I just saw at about 4:30 or 5. Well, Coach, you know, last week was a tough game, no matter how you look at it. We went over to Charlton, and we wound up losing 20-7. And we'll talk about that and the details of the game in just a minute. You always stress the little things of the game. This was our first road trip of the 2019 season, and we went over to Folkestone, visiting Charlton County for our first real game. How did the team handle the hype of the crowd plus the crazy horn that went off after each of their scores? I don't know if you even heard that, but they were right behind Jeff Doak on the radio, and it was quite loud. Some of these kids haven't been in an environment like that.
Yeah, I thought the kids handled it well. We were trying pretty hard to get everything in. On the offense, you know, it was loud, so we went to the wristband some, but for the most part, I thought the kids did a good job handling the first game. You know, we played well, we played hard, we had great effort. You know, couldn't ask for anything better than that. Great determination. I thought the kids did an outstanding job all night long. If we don't turn the ball over five times, we put ourselves in a chance to win the football game, or the way I looked at it, we probably would have won the ball game, but, you know, it's one of those things, you try to iron all of it out, and we got a few key injuries, you know, even going into that game, and so I thought the kids just battled and did a really good job. So, you know, we just have to take what we learned from that game and get ready.
Yeah, that's all we can do. You know, the calendar keeps moving, so we got to push forward. This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with our head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. How was the crowd from your perspective?
It was a big crowd. I think the opening game, there's a lot of excitement over there in Folkestone, and they have a lot of tradition So for them, it was a really big crowd. I thought we had great support. I thought we had a big crowd too. You know, and I thought we played, you know, for an opening game on the road, where we, you know, I think some people may have picked us, but for the most part, most people across the state thought we wouldn't win. I thought that if we done the things that we talked about all week, don't turn the ball over and play with intensity and focus and do some things like that, you know, that we'd come away with a big win. But, you know, we turned the ball over. I thought we drove the ball really well. Offensively, we had almost 300 something yards of offense to their 200 yards, you know, and we gave up 208 yards of offense to them, and 118 was on four plays. So you take away a little bit of that here and there, but that's the beauty of football. Everybody wants to make a big play, and if you can make a big play, that's what makes it so exciting at the high school level. And at the college level, you got to have playmakers. And I'll give Charlton one thing. They had three guys that were gargantuan. I'm not talking about big. I'm talking about gargantuan. Number 55 literally was – he was a massive individual. He, at 6'4", 345 pounds, he was really, really big, and he could move. He wasn't just somebody that stood in there and took up space. And then their perimeter guys and their skill kids were super fast. All of their kids were fast. So it was a good learning experience for us to go in and experience something with teams that have size and that speed. You know, I don't know if we'll face much of that down the road, you know, the multiple combinations as much as they have. But for us, we now know what it looks like. And so I don't think our kids will panic too much with it going down the road.
Well, that's great. That's, you know, we're still in those dog days of August, and it is so humid. And, you know, they call that the swamp down there. The only thing the radio announcers were talking about was there weren't too many bugs. So I guess that was a good thing.
They weren't down on the sideline. The gnats seemed to be flying around us all night long. So, but, you know, I think that it's hot and humid here in August, and this is where, you know, with teams that have a lot of depth, it pays big dividends for them. For us, we played a lot of guys both ways Friday night, and we were trying to move personnel in and out and get guys on and off the field and trying to call the offense and run the defense and try to figure all that stuff out. It's really difficult at a small school. If you're at a school that's got 100 kids, you know, you've got some quality backups and things like that. But our guys are having to play multiple positions and move in and out. And I thought overall with all the guys that with the heat and the cramping and the water and everything that we were dealing with right now, I thought our kids did an outstanding job. And we'll have to continue. It's going to be another tough road this week against Valwood, and it's going to be hot again. And we're going to have to go play, and we're going to have to get in better shape and make it happen.
As you always say, Coach, it's so important. It's a critical part of our game is to take care of the ball. We had 5 turnovers. In fact, it was on the headline of the Saturday paper that turnovers stymied Frederica in the opener. They turned it over twice.
Yeah.
So we're -3.
-3, and I think you know from being around us enough, I always talk about the plus minus turnover thing. And if you're in the plus compartment, you're usually winning. I think in most college sports, any team that ends up with 11 plus usually wins anywhere between 8 and 9 games a year. In college, if you're at plus 15, you're probably a 10 game winning season. And so this is all, you know, it's something we have to look at. We'll get better, but I think it's something for us to learn and learn with. It's a learning moment and something we got to do, and I think we'll get better as we go.
Yeah, several players had great games that I could hear through the radio. It's difficult doing it on the radio, to be honest with you. I now know how a blind person must feel just listening to it on the radio. But if we would not have had 2 of those 5 turnovers, I think it would have been a totally different game.
Well, I mean, I think if you look, we had the one snap that bounced off the hand that they just caught it in midair and ran it in for a touchdown. You take that away, it takes 6 to 8 points off the board, and then the other one was we muffed a punt down deep in the territory. But what you don't realize is our defense played really, really good with its back against the wall all night long. And we created a turnover one time at the goal line in Denver. We hit the ball, Avery Cobb created the turnover in Denver. Actually caught it in the air off the ball when it got deflected out of there, and he almost, you know, he got it back out to the 5-yard line, but then we went on offense and then drove it all the way out to the 35, and then that's when we made the bad snap that they caught in the hair and ran it in. So those are some momentum changers for us, and I thought the kids did a pretty good job of battling through the doom and the gloom at times.
It was obviously a difficult game. A lot of the kids were really cramping up, I think, and because of the heat, and they're going both ways. That's a hard job to do. Will you walk us through all three sides of the game, offense, special teams, and defense?
Well, on the headset, it sounds like a reincarnation of war sometimes when we're all yelling and screaming, trying to get everybody moved around. So we got guys trying to figure out what's going on, what plays we can run. And, you know, defensively, I thought we played really good in our base set. I thought our guys did a good job of reading the keys and flying to the ball. That was a good team with speed. And offensively, you know, you take away the turnovers, we pick up some assignments. We had a lineman that went out right before the game with an injury. Before we even got on the bus, he had to go get an x-ray, and now he's going to be out for about 6 weeks. So, you know, that's big when you have to start shuffling everybody around right before you get ready to go play. And I thought that the kids, you know, handled it pretty well, you know. But special teams-wise, I thought we had some good returns. We can't make any turnovers on special teams. And I thought our kick coverage was really, really good. So for that, you know, overall for a game one, you take away the turnovers, it was a pretty solid performance for us all the way around.
All right, we'll talk about defense in just a minute, Coach. But there's more to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. If you want it, chances are Southern Hardware has it. Southern Hardware, located right off exit 29 in Brunswick, or check them out at southernhardwareinc.com. 912-267-7992.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Ouch, Charlie, that really hurts. Hey, listen, don't you like that jingle? Anyways, we're doing this till the end of the month. We're going to give you $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. That's right, $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. Come check us out. We are selling used cars as fast as we get them in. So we're going to give you top dollar for your trade at Awesome Nissan in Brunswick. Check us out, Awesome Old Town. Wasn't that a beautiful jingle? Hey, bring your car down $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book.
Awesome Nissan Facebook. Also, give us a call. Our sales staff is waiting, 912-264-3825.
Plus tax and title, down payment with approved credit. All deals subject to final approval of dealer principal.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Sports Network. I'm George Tindall. I'm location from Nat's Landing on St. Simon's Island. This segment is brought to you by Nat's Landing, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Awesome Nissan. Okay, Coach, let's talk a little bit about defense, then we'll jump into next week.
Defensively, you know, I think we come out of it pretty well. Kids played really, really good, like I said earlier. We only gave up 200 yards of offense, or we only gave up 200 yards on the defensive side. I thought the kids did a good job. You know, you had some guys, I think, Deke Jernigan did a really good job Friday night. Josh Meadows, our linebackers, our D-line, those guys were all over the place. Will Thompson, Will Counson. I mean, they had no breather. I mean, a lot of those guys were walking from offense right over the defense, from kickoff team to everything. So we were trying to find ways to get them a breath. And you know, I thought that the kids played really, really well on defense, and the defense had every opportunity in the world to poke the tent a couple times with the turnovers that we had, but they continued to play and played really, really well. I thought we read our keys well. I thought we battled up front, and again, I just thought our effort and then our determination was above and beyond. You know, we're probably not as talented as we were last year, but we had every opportunity to make plays and put ourselves in position to win. And you know, just the turnovers, really, that's what put us behind the eight ball. And our kids played. I couldn't ask for a better effort. They played as hard as I've seen them play in a long, long time.
If you would rate it as heart, we would have won big time.
Yeah, if it was a heart game, we win. You know, I thought that was, of all the positives, as a coach right now, I just want you to play with great passion and play with heart and determination. And eventually, we'll try to get everything else fixed in the next four or five games and get ourselves ready for the region. And, you know, I think that we had that Friday night. And, you know, I'm not going to sit around and complain about the turnovers. I just think it's something we learn from, and we understand that if we make those, it's going to be hard to win on Friday night. But I thought our kids played really, really well.
Yeah, listening on the radio, I think they did a great job. I'm going to have to go down and shoot that horn, though, if we go there next year. Anyway, Friday night, we get back on the bus, Friday afternoon, and we go over to the wonderful Bellwood down in Valdosta. We played them twice last year, and it's hard to believe that they beat us 7-6 early on, and then we laid 60 points on them in the playoffs. So historically, Bellwood is a good team. They do a good job at restocking every year, and I wouldn't think this year would be much different. So let's talk a little bit about them. And you had mentioned last week, you know, what they did the week before doesn't really matter, but there again, they lost to Bowdoin.
Yeah, they played Bowdoin. Bowdoin is a big football team up in Carroll County. I know them well. We lived about 20 minutes from Bowdoin when we were outside of Atlanta when I was there teaching the early part of my career, teaching and coaching. Big. They're a big offensive team up there. Bowdoin has a big offensive line, big defensive line. Got some skill kids. And, you know, I think Bowdoin had every opportunity to beat Bowdoin Friday night. They squandered a few opportunities, and they dropped the touchdown pass on one play. They hit the guy right in the hands. They had to kick a field goal. Bowdoin, the only other score, they won 14-10, and Bowdoin scored on a fake punt where Bowdoin wasn't paying attention. So they must have got our game film from the year before when we went on fourth and like 30-something and got the fake punt on them. I don't know. But we saw that they were inside, and that Bowdoin did the same thing. But, you know, I think Bowdoin, like I said, historically, they were what everybody used as their measuring stick. And when we started playing them, people used to think, well, Coach, you're crazy. Why are we playing these folks, and why are we doing this? And, you know, I think that's the measuring stick that we all try to use right there. What do we got to do? And Bowdoin, again, is going to be a very good football team. So we're going to have to be on our A game. We're going into Bowdoin, and it's their environment. So it's going to be hostile, and they don't really care for us after we put 60 points on them last year. So, you know, you just got to get ready to go, and I hope the kids are ready to go out and perform, and I think they will be. It's just been pretty hot and difficult week this week. So I think we'll get prepared, we'll be ready to go, and we'll go lay it on the line again and play as hard as we can play.
Yeah, I'm sure we will. I'm sure our kids will be right there, and they really want to win against Bellwood. They want to win every game, of course. But I remember the game, one of the first times the ball turned over, I use that in a sense that we started to win over there. And that was on their homecoming night on top of it.
Yeah, that was the memorable Bernie Oates speech, I think. Most of the guys that were here, our seniors, are the seniors now were freshmen, and I think one of the favorite things I've got, I think, is in a frame, is Thomas Grimm wrote down the speech that I gave before the game. Of course, he didn't get all the historical context right, but he got the gist of the speech about burning the boats and the Greeks, and we're going to go out here and we're going to die, and we're going to burn them, and we're going to win. And, you know, and I think it was pretty crazy night. That night we pulled off the win, and we beat them at homecoming. I think it was the first time they had lost at their home stadium in 5 years during the regular season. So, and we beat them. So, boy, that just made the rivalry that much more from that point on. So, I think it'll be fun again to go back over and play.
Yes, sir, it will. Folks, you're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, let me ask a couple more questions quick, Coach. How have you prepared this week for Valwood? And is the preparation for Valwood much different than any other game?
No, we handle it about the same getting prepared. You know, of course, they're a totally different offense than Charlton. Charlton was running wing, so a little bit more spread. They're going to try to put pressure on us at the perimeter end on the back end of the defense. And so we've been preparing for that a little bit. But overall, you know, they're going to run some slants up front. They're going to be big, and they're going to be able to move on the defensive line. So I think we'll be okay. We just got to get ready to go. The preparation doesn't really change much from week to week. Everything stays the same. So it doesn't matter who it is. We just going to have to get ready to go.
You anticipate a close game?
I hope it's close. I think it will be. I think it'll be a hard-fought game. I think we're pretty evenly matched. It's going to be a good ball game, good atmosphere, and it's going to be a good measuring stick game.
And what do you think our biggest challenge with Valwood is, Coach?
Biggest challenge right now for us is just depth and health. You know, I don't really concern myself much with the opponent right now. Besides just worrying about us, we got to get better as ourselves. So I think if we continue to get better, we'll be fine. We'll be where we want to be near the end of the season and get this thing rolling and get ready.
Well, thank you. We'll be right back to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget. Ashley's Business Solutions is excited for another great season of Knights football. Keep Ashley's in mind when your business is looking to buy local. We specialize in the sales and service of printers, copiers, and mailing equipment. For 36 years, we have helped over 6,000 companies in South Georgia streamline productivity, enhance security, reduce costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Call us, 912-267-7802. Ashley's Business Solutions, tomorrow's solutions for today's office. There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented, and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch. Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles. Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice. Parker's. Check out our splash fountain with the famous chewy ice. Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's. And let's go Knights!
Well, welcome back, everyone, to the Frederica Academy Knights with Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm George Tyndall on location here at Matt's Landing on St. Simon's Island. This segment is brought to you by Parker's, Jessup Furniture, Ashley Business Solutions, Cunningham Jewelers, and Belinda Thomas Realty. Coach, I'm going to ask you just a couple of quick questions. Um, one word to describe your coaching style. One word.
Observant.
Observant.
I'm very observant. I watch a lot of things at practice.
Yeah, you're on both sides of that all the time. I see you really putting a lot of miles on those shoes and back and forth. You model your coaching style from somebody that you knew or that you admired?
I think Coach Cardwell had a huge impact on it at Maribel. He was more, we're going to learn this thing. And then, you know, he was always, I can remember my freshman and sophomore year, he was very patient. My junior year, not so patient. But I think by then, by my junior year, I knew everything that what I should have been doing. So with younger kids, you got to have a little more patience. Older guys, you expect a little bit more, and you expect a sense of urgency from them. For me, you know, I think the being observant, and then also my other, I mean, the other thing is I'm pretty passionate about it now. I get emotional, and I wear it on my sleeve a lot of time on Friday nights, and we go out and battle, and we play hard. And I think the kids follow that. Well, you know, they react the way I react at times, you know. And sometimes that's good, sometimes that's not. But, you know, it just depends on what the call is at times with the referees. But, you know, I think that's it. I'm very observant, but I am very passionate at the same time.
At the year's end, what do you want our team to remember about this season, Coach?
I want them to remember them having fun. And playing hard, and what it took to be successful. I want them to know that it's lessons. Football is lessons in life, and it's all about the work and what you put into it, what you get out of it. But at the same time, when they're our age, when they get to sit on the couch or sit on the swing and get to talk about it, and you want it to be fun, and you want to go, man. For me, the fun part is winning, but also at the same time. You know, I went on a team that was 1-9. I don't remember much about that team that went 1-9 my junior year, but I do remember my senior year playing for the state championship and remembering a lot of that stuff. And so those are the things I want them to remember is it's about teaching life lessons and what they take from it and how it develops them down the road. So, you know, into being better men. So that's what I want them to take from being a football player.
We got a lot of new kids this year. And who are some of them that you think are going to really show their names by the end of the year?
There's a list. They're all going to be out there making their presence known right now. You know, Tyler's been talked about a ton, the freshman, but I think Friday night, somebody that kind of slipped by that we actually talked about in the coach meeting was Kyle. I thought Kyle Perez played really, really well. He's going to have a lot more of a workload put on him. He's going to have to do some things. I thought he did a really good job. Caught a couple passes. There was one he caught, ran down the sideline about 25 yards. I said, dang, he's fast. I didn't even notice that speed. Where did he get all that from? And I thought, well, that's probably from Walt. You know, Walt's a pretty quick guy.
You know, so.
And so, you know, I thought he did a good job. And there's some guys like that. The Kale Walker's going to have to play a ton this Friday night, too, and do some things. That nose guard that he had. He hadn't been coached up to do that yet, but due to injuries, he's going to have to roll in there and do some things. So, I think those younger guys just have to get ready to play, and there's going to be a ton of them have to get work.
How many are you going to suit up Friday, Chris? Or do we know?
Right now, the verdict's still out.
Okay.
I know we got about 7 or 8 that's probably not going to have any pads on out of 34, so probably going to have about 27, 26 maybe out there on Friday night. So we'll see. I hope we can get people healthy and get them ready to go.
Well, thank you. This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, Coach, you know, we understand it's very early in the season, but let's talk a little bit about our regional opponents, which we have on the back end. We got Pinewood Christian on October 4th. We're looking to travel the next 3 weeks, or 3 out of 4 weeks, with an open week on the 25th of October. We've got Westfield on the 10th. We've got Trinity on the 18th. I'm sorry, Westfield's on the 11th. Trinity's on the 18th. Bullock will be at our house on November 8th. Plus there's another away game, which is non-region opponent, and that's John Millage on November 1st. and we know that they're going to talk to us a little bit and hopefully even out the playing field. But who's the strength in our region, excluding us?
I really don't know. I don't really get too involved with paying attention to that right now as much as who we're playing week to week. Right now, it's focus time on us and getting ourselves ready. I know that Pinewood beat Bullock in that Irk Russell Classic like 30-28. Westfield got beat by Terrell Academy last week. And I don't know if Trinity played or not. I know John Millage doesn't play. They play Gatewood this week. So we'll find out a little bit more. Like right now, everything's kind of an unknown in the first 2 or 3 weeks because you ain't seen them do a lot. You don't get a lot of tendencies on people. It's hard to get a lot of film. And so for us, right now, the biggest thing is us just getting better, making better and better decisions down the road and getting better as we go. So I think that we'll be fine. But once it's time to start looking at the region, I think that the region might be somewhat even. I don't really know. I think a lot of people always say that it's our region to lose because of what we've done in the past 5 or 6 years of putting it together and being either second or first. I think the last 5 years we've been first or second in the region. I think we've won it three years in a row. I'm getting some fours out there. So we won it 4 years in a row. I don't really know. I don't really pay attention to that too much. But, you know, I think it's our region to go out, and a lot of people are wanting to knock us off. So we're kind of the guy that they all kind of look at and go, if we beat them, we got a good chance to win it.
Yeah, and I think we are going to win the region. I have no doubt about that. And then we'll see how the cards fall and how we're matched up and how the other regions fall in there.
Yeah.
Now I asked the audience to give us a few questions. We're going to hold those till next week, and we'll ask you those next week, Coach, because we're running out of time. We want to thank you, Coach, certainly for joining us. I know.
Thanks for having me out.
Your week is crazy. It really is. But you take that time out of your busy, busy week, and you come over here and you chit chat with us for a half hour or so. But remember, we thank you, we thank our folks here at Nats, and we really appreciate everyone joining us for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come on out to Nats next week and enjoy the good food and a great camaraderie. This is George Tindall, and I'm signing off.